All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Comics Corner, but we're actually kind of doing manga right now. So we're doing Western manga. This is the only kind of manga we're going to do. Do not ask us for anything at all from Japan or Korea. I will not even entertain it. Nothing from China. Nothing that has any Eastern or Asian influence ever what's at all. We won't do it. If it's not done here in the West, we don't want it. And there's just way too many restrictions and copyrights and everything else over all that. So we're just going to stick with Western manga. So this is just something that we tried with Empowered, and you guys seem to like that. So we're going to try to continue with this Ninja High School. And I have no problem with the manga art form. I do have some manga that I like and read. Unfortunately, we are not the channel for covering Eastern Japanese manga, all that. That's everywhere else on the internet, probably. I mean, what wouldn't get taken down? So let's get started with Ninja High School by Ben Dunn. That's an American name. It's a Western name. That's what we're going for here. By Ben Dunn. U.S. Patent Office. Nothing Japan. I just want to make sure any Japanese lawyers or anything. This is American. Hot dog. Hamburger. That's what we're doing here today, folks. Cosplay Comics. The Reluctant Princess. Somewhere on the fringes of the ISC space. Captain So-and-so, what is our estimated arrival to the Sol system? Exactly 23.9 hours once we've reached the jump point, Princess Azriel. Please inform me once we reach the outer Earth system. As you wish, my princess. Azriel, out. Personal recorder, on. It has been 6 days since my departure from Seleucia, my homeworld, and already I miss my friends and family. The day I was to leave Seleucia was a momentous day, yet I felt nervous, afraid of the path I was about to embark on. I still remember clearly those hours before my departure. I've instructed the fleet to give you clear passage up to the jump point. Now remember, Azriel, try not to make them feel too inferior. It's very important that this planet not fall into the hands of the Zardans. I'll try, Father. Why don't you simply make peace with them? Make peace with those devils? Never. It is they who should surrender to us. Having a common enemy is good for business. Besides, grab. I knew we should have taken that last turn at Albuquerque. Hooray! Yeah! Yeah! Look at that crowd, Azriel. They love their princess and the sacrifice she's about to make for the ISC. Say, isn't this the Disaster Area concert? I thought so, too. Interstellar Conglomerate, ISC. If I had had a son, I would have sent him to negotiate some sort of a treaty. But since you're all I have, marriage is the only recourse left to me to bind the planet to the conglomerate. Of course, Father. Very thoughtful of you. Now hurry, daughter, and get ready. I have a meeting with ISC accountants in an hour. Azriel. Mama? Why does Father always do this to me? Be brave, child. It is for the best. You'll see. Yes, I suppose. Do not be sad, Azriel. Your responsibility is great, but I have every confidence that you will make me very proud. I hope so, Mama. Oh, I wish that planet Earth never existed. Tish tosh, do not say such things, Azriel. Everything has a purpose in the universe. Our life in the universe is too short to be filled with regrets. You must not look forward with fear or hatred, disgust or revenge, but with knowledge and a spirit of adventure. Yes, Mama, it's just that I'll miss Seleucia. I would not expect otherwise. Now go, get ready, your flight leaves soon. Right? Mama's right, I can't keep brooding. I must face the responsibility. It is my duty to represent the honor of Seleucia and the ISC to a whole new race of people. Nanny! I took the liberty to pack all your things, Azriel. I hope your pink underwear is okay. Fine. Azriel, hey! Melissa! Andromeda, when did you get out of school? Those old nuns on Rigel are easy to sneak past. From there it was easy to hop a cruiser to Seleucia. We had to say goodbye. You two were always my favorite sisters. We even brought Pokey. Pokey, it's good to see you again. Pokey, Pokey! Would you two take care of Pokey while I'm gone? Of course. What a silly question. Say, what do these Earth people look like anyway? I don't know exactly. The scientists, however, have developed a DNA transformation chamber that will turn me into one of them. Ew-ee! Why? Something to do with their primitive minds, I suppose. So you don't even know what you'll become? The thought just never occurred to me. I wonder what they're like. Oh no, UFO! Floor pie. Omu. Who's your friend? I don't think so. Isn't that, lovely? Resistance is futile. Oh! Hello? For the glory of Xandor, let's talk more work. He might be okay. Slap! Blech, I'm beginning to not look forward to this. Double fih. Knock, knock. My princess, it is time. Well, I guess this is goodbye. I go for the greater good of Seleucia. Good girl. Goodbye, Azriel. Goodbye, mother. Do not judge harshly your father, Azriel. He only wishes to see you protected from harm. From there, we docked with a Seleucian battlecruiser that would take me to my final destination. I'm strangely at ease with myself. I realize that all the events in my life thus far has led up to this mission. I shall face it with every fiber of my being. Recorder off. Date and file under personal. Shh. Snap. Pist. System's okay. Seals okay. Oxygen okay. Clump, clump, clump. There among the vast swirling sea of stars, there is but one place in the universe that I call home. Cat scratch fever. I love this classic art. Swish! Leap! Yeah! Yeah! Sweep! Slam! Snatch! Tug! Whoop! You're getting better, Hitomi, but not enough to beat me. Ha! All you'll get, I'll get you yet, Itchy. By the time you get back from America, you'll be all soft and pulpy from too much TV and snacking. Ha ha ha! You know I hate to be called Itchy. Besides, I intend to keep my skills honed. Well, so will I. Tough talk, Hitomi. Think you can take my place as head of the girl commandos? No problem. Ha! Like, just now? You were just lucky. That's a poor excuse. You made a mistake, so admit it. Besides, luck is for rabbits. No one ever wants to admit they're wrong, but I guess you're right. It takes guts to admit when you're wrong. Oh, and I suppose you never are Miss Highfalutin, correct all? Yup. Who do you think you are, Rush Limbaugh? I didn't get where I am by eating pan and reading shoujo manga all day. Besides, I gotta watch my girlish figure. Splash! So, are you really going to marry this guy, Jean? Of course! Really? Wash, wash. I'm surprised you've never even met him. That's not exactly true. Grandpa told me we met as kids. Apparently his mother is my aunt. You're kidding. Then he's our first cousin. That's gross. Well, it's not as bad as it sounds. She was adopted and married, then married outside the family. We're technically not blood relations. Still seems goofy. Why bother at all? Grandpa didn't give me much of a choice. Old geezer's been working out. Body by Liefeld. But he didn't count on one thing. Ambition makes a woman dangerous. The old man doesn't realize, whoosh, whoosh, that I'll make good use of the situation. This guy won't know what'll hit him. Besides, he's not that bad looking. Well, I hope you know what you're doing. Of course I do. After all, I'm the best ninja in the family. Conceited as ever. If that guy ever shows his face around here, I'll make him plenty sorry he hooked up with you. Atomi's jealous, I can tell. That's good. A little rivalry will keep her on her toes. Someday she'll thank me for it. Huh? What do you mean you're sending Ichi to America? That's Mom's voice. I believe it is for the best. What about Rivals? What about Rival Son Lendo's proposal? Calm yourself, Hana. He's a stuffed peacock. He's a spoiled brat who thinks that money will solve any problem. Nothing wrong with that. Why not Lendo? His family is wealthy. Do you realize how much their assets could mean to us? You mean to you? What more do you want? You have two beautiful and healthy daughters, a warm roof over your head, and plenty to eat. Have you not been provided for? Your every need fulfilled? She's my daughter. I believe that this is totally wrong for her. I say she should marry Lendo. No! Do you think my decision was idle? Many years of planning went into this. If Ichi is to lead this clan, she must first learn. She still has many flaws and weaknesses. I do not! She must learn to control them. Aren't you going to say something, Shoji? Nope. Oh, you men! Grrr! Well, things are finally in place. You're keeping your promise, then? Of course! So they think they can decide my life, eh? Old fools, I'll be sure to do whatever I can to screw up your precious little plans the best I can. I'll be clan leader, but I'll do it my way. Miss Ichinohe. Ichinohe? I think it's Miss Ichinohe. Well, that looks like M. Bison. Eep! Jeez, don't sneak up on me like that, Kuma. You know I hate that.
My apologies. However, you instructed me to notify you once your travel arrangements were made.
Not that you scared me, mind you. All right, you may leave. Go, go. As you wish, madam. How can you stand her, Kuma?
Whatever do you mean, younger Miss Ichinohe?
Don't you think she's just a shrew?
It is not my place to think, or to pass judgment on others.
You know, he is kind of cute. I could almost like him if I weren't...
Stop it, Ichi. Remember, he's only a pawn.
Oh, that's Crumble.
Crumple.
I'll go to America, and once I get there, watch out! The day before.
Get it, people! Whack! Time out! Player injury!
Hey, watch where you're going, man! It was your arm that bashed his face. You could at least apologize, you know. Why should I? It was his fault. I can't help if he's such a lousy player. Of all the nerve. It's all right, Mickey. You sure? Looks like you're gushing pretty badly. Hope it's not broken. Man, if I had some special abilities, I'd teach those ruffians a thing or two. Or Martum, artist. Alas, I must exercise non-aggression. I'll go see Doc Hansen. Those Quagmire guys are such mama's boys, crying over a little old bloody nose. Swish, swish, hop, hop. Pay no attention to them, Jeremy. They're just jealous we can piss by ourselves. What was that? Why,
Yo, what?
Run home very fast.
Yo, Jeremy, you's all right?
Sure, Arnie, it's not bad.
Better make sure that it don't get infected. Lots of bad stuff can get into that gut.
It's okay. It's not a major wound. See you at school tomorrow. See ya, Arn. There. That ought to do it. Thanks, Doc. Say hello to your mother, Jeremy. I will. See ya, Dr. Henderson.
Hey, Howard! Frank!
Well, if it isn't the Feeplemeister. Hey, what happened to your fight? What happened to your face? Oh, I got smacked by a... What? A Pflugerville jerk. Hey, this'll cheer you up. The latest issue of Hooter and Tooters.
Huh?
Come on, Frank, grow up. Besides, you know I'm not into that stuff. Well, hello, Mr. Fancy Pants. What's the matter? These chicks ain't good enough for you? Well, let's just say I don't let my hormones get in the way of my brain. He's lying. Ha ha ha, just kidding, Jeremy. I only buy these rags to fulfill my own sexual inadequacy. At least you're honest. Pat. I'll see you guys later. Ciao.
Later, dude.
So, you want to go play Mortal Street Combat 6? Hi, Ricky. Where's Mom? She went out shopping. Did you finish your homework?
Yeah. The photo album's out. She's been crying again.
Where the hell are you, Dad? Mom needs you. Ricky needs you. I need you.
Come on, Ricky, let's go play some catch. All right. Ninja High School, Part 1. Story and pencils, Ben Dunn. Inks and letters, Carlos Castro. Edited by Herb Mallet. Hope I'm saying his name right. A new student comes to Quagmire High. Now, this is really indie, because this was manga in the 1990s in America. It was hard to come by because manga wasn't nearly as popular as it is today. Manga has eclipsed comics by an impressive amount. It has just destroyed the comic industry. And it's kind of interesting to see how they were trying to bring manga into the heavily saturated comic book industry back in the 90s. So these books probably aren't that well known, but they should be, because I think the art is every bit as good as it was in the manga scene. And that's from somebody that has read a good deal of manga. I haven't read thousands of manga like some of you, but I have read, you know, enough manga to, you know, get a good sense of it. I'm more a comic guy, but I do enjoy manga, and I do want to bring, like I said, American manga over. So we might do, like, the Macross adaptation, stuff like that that's more Western, like the Western versions of these things. We won't be doing the actual Eastern stuff. Like I said, I'm going to just say that again. So nobody gets the wrong opinion, and nobody starts asking me for Demon Slayer or anything, I won't do it. Don't ask. Don't even write the comment. It's not worth it. I'll just say no. Like they told you to say no to drugs back in the 90s. Whiz, whiz, whiz. In bed. Ha, 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 ha. Hmm. Ho, hum. Whis, whis. Gar, 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 gar. So, you think just because you defeated these ninjas, you are ready to take over the Ikinohe clan? Ha, you're not so great. Pshaw. Oh, don't be such a sore loser, old man. I'm so far beaten everyone you've ever sent against me. You still haven't beaten me, granddaughter. All right, old fart, if it's a fight you want, I'll give it to you. Very well. But if you lose, you must do as I tell you, if you ever want to lead this clan. Whatever you say, but I don't intend to lose. We shall see. Ready, Biscuit? Any time, old man. Well, let's get started. Uh-oh. Yep. We know who that's supposed to be. So, you must learn some humility, granddaughter. Therefore, I'm sending you to the United States. Somewhere. Grunt. Somewhere. Ah! Here it is. Your little town will be your home. Excuse me. This little town will be your home for the next few years. I've already enrolled you into the local high school, Quagmire. I have chosen this boy for you to marry. His name is Jeremy Feeple. What? You want me to marry this homely brat? I refuse. If you have no choice, Ichiku, if you ever want to be leader of this clan, you're not only marrying, but he's got to ask you. What happens after I marry him? Then you get to be leader and you can do whatever you want. Anything? Anything. Well, once I get him to marry me, I'll just divorce him later. I'm sure this lowly boy will fall at the chance to marry one as beautiful as me. Foolish old man, I'll win in the end. All right, I'll do it. Elsewhere in Japan. Rival Ninja Clan Headquarters. Oh, Ichiku, I do love you so. Someday I will end the charade by having you marry me. With you by my side, I, rival-san Lendo, will be the most powerful man in Japan. Sir, sir, what is it, spy? I have just heard that Ichiku is being sent to the U.S. to marry a foreigner. What? This is an outrage. Alert all battle stations. Find out who it is so I can kill him. Quagmire High School, midday. Today, class, we will produce artificial lightning.
As you can see by these two electrodes, we will pass a current that will generate enough ions to produce the charge. The discharge. We merely switch it on and send a trillion volts. Professor Steamhead, are you all right? Invigorating. Enough of your sympathy, class. I want to know what all of you have planned for the annual science fair. Billy, we start with you. As we pan away from Quagmire High School, pan far away, pan far, far away, approaching backward, warlike planet. What is the status report, Captain? Behind the Earth's moon, a Seleucian battleship of the Imperial Conglomerate has its eye on a certain small town. This is reminding me of Project Echo a lot. All goes well, my Princess Azrael. Our computers have pinpointed your new spouse. Excellent, Captain So-and-so. Have it punched up on the screen. I wish to know who it is. And Tenchi Muyo a little bit. I wish to know who it is that will open up this primitive planet to the wonders of our conglomerate. Coming on screen, Princess. Our computer selected at random that who will serve our needs. I hope he's handsome. His name is Jeremy Feeple, and he lives in a small town called Quagmire. He will be your new mate for life. She's gonna marry him? Poor girl. Hey, Charlie, listen to this one. Bend. Goodness, Captain, how quiet it has become all of a sudden. Yes, my princess, we must make preparations for your immediate departure. Later. Everything is ready, my princess. All that is needed is to transform you into an Earth being. Now, if you are ready, we'll begin. Any questions? Ah, good, we begin. There is the hum of electricity. And with a great transform! Ooh, what a ghastly form. How can they stand each other? Beats me, my princess, but one must get used to it. Here, princess, this pill will give you the ability to speak any of their languages. You must take one every 24 hours. And now we must go over the survival checklist. Okie dokie. Toothbrush, check. Passport, check. Earth currency? Check. Well, you've got everything. As you know, in order to assimilate the Earth culture, we will not be able to return for at least 4 weeks' time, in which we'll return and see the results. Once you're on Earth, the shuttle will dissolve. And remember, be inconspicuous. The fate of the conglomerate rests on your shoulders. Good luck, my princess. Prepare for light jump. Now! Captain, about the randomizer? What? Fleet! Hey, Feeple, come here. Look, Feeple's got the ball. Rumble. Arnie, take over for me. Kick. Grunt. Grunt. Boom! Yeah, coach? The office wants to see you now. I wonder what's going on. Hope I'm not in any trouble. I hate it when no one tells me anything. You sent for me, Mr. Weasel? Why, yes, Jeremy, there's someone I want you to meet. Hello, Jeremy, my name is Ichiku. You may not remember, but your father and mine were once good friends in Japan. She knew my father? Since she asked for you specifically, Jeremy, I think that you should show her around. Me, sir, but good, you can start now. So, you'll have to excuse me for a while. I forgot to clean up. I just got out of gym. Fine. Be ready in a few minutes. I wonder who she is. She's really beautiful. Why is it that Mom never mentioned her, and how does she know my dad? I still don't know exactly what happened to him. The present fades. Yes, son, there are an awful lot of rats out here. And a man's gotta do what a man's gotta do. Now don't try to stop me, son. I know it'll be rough, but you'll be the man of the house. Goodbye, Jeremy. They'll be singing songs at RE Local of the man who killed large rats. And remember, son, have the house sprayed at least once every 3 months. Sorry, I won't be coming back. Too much pregnantoconicide, you know? So many questions. Yee! What are you doing here? This is the boys' showers. I came to see what was taking you so long. Oh, don't be shy. Are you embarrassed? In Japan, it is common to share baths, unless you've something to hide.
I've got nothing to hide. Are you sure?
Later. So, Ichiku, how long will you be here? Until I graduate from this school? Oh, I'm sure you'll enjoy staying here. This'll be easier than I thought. I would be clan leader earlier than that old goat imagined.
Hey, Feeble! Why didn't you tell us you knew good-looking chicks?
Hi, fellas. More of these worthless Americans.
Wow, ain't she a fine one.
Jeremy, you lucky dog.
Frank, Mikey, Howard, meet Ichiku. She's from Japan, you know.
Hey, wow, Japan, that's in China, isn't it?
No, you dummy. Are you taking her to the prom?
What is a prom?
You don't know what a prom is?
Of course not.
Why do you think I asked, dumb? Oh, I mean darling.
Well, it's where a boy asks a girl to take her to a big school dance in order to get to know a girl better.
Oh, Jeremy, ask me.
What?
Please take me to this prom.
Okay, Ichiku, will you... Yes?
Boom!
Wang, wang, wang.
Dissolve, you stupid thing, dissolve! Why won't you dissolve?
What's going on?
Just a spaceship landing.
Darling, come back! Jeremy Feeble, come back here!
Jeremy Feeble?
Are you Jeremy Feeble?
Yeah.
Jeremy, marry me!
Marry you?
What?
Listen, sister, he's gonna marry me. Just who do you think you are? I am Princess Asriel of the Royal Conglomerate. By royal decree, I order him to marry me. The future of your planet rests on his shoulders.
That doesn't hold water.
I met him first. He's mine. My future in the clan rests with him. Mine. Let him go. Mine.
Crash!
Woom!
Huh?
Yeah? I thought I heard an explosion.
Sorry.
Oh, ladies, I couldn't help but overhear your conversation. I think I have the solution.
What is your suggestion, little man?
A contest.
A contest? What kind?
A duel of wits and skills, as well as a test of physical endurance. This will be the only fair way to decide who will marry this boy.
Now, wait a minute.
Hush, Jeremy, or you'll ruin my plans.
God, what?
But I don't want to get married, Professor Steamhead. You have no choice. Your destiny is at hand. Face it, like a man.
Well, girls?
We'll do it. Excellent.
Reminds me of Ninja Gaiden.
Hi!
Ricky.
Yep, see, that's how ninjas greet each other. You know, to jump in. Hi!
Alright, enough of those jokes. Hi, Mom. Good cake. That cake was for your brother and our new guest.
Oops, sorry, Mom. Didn't know it was for company. Now I've got another...
Excuse me. Gotta try that all over again.
Oops, sorry, Mom. Didn't know it was for company. Now I'm gonna bake another cake. Who's coming over?
Someone from a long time ago. When I met your father.
Dad?
Yes, many years ago, while I was just a novice ninja, I fell in love.
Yep, got a pretty bad case of rats here.
Of course, you would take care of it. I just finished weapons practice when our eyes met. It was love at first sight. But in order to leave the clan to marry, I had to promise our first son to the leader's firstborn granddaughter.
Gosh, boy, did I luck out.
Ricky, you have to promise not to tell your brother.
Why?
Just promise, okay?
Oh, all right. I promise.
Later that day.
Mom, I'm home. I brought a guest.
Mom, meet Ichiku.
Yes, I know. You two know each other?
Yes, Jeremy. She's going to be our guest while she's attending school. I'm sorry I didn't tell you about her earlier.
She's staying here?
Ichi, why didn't you say something? I forgot.
That's okay. It'll be great to have you stay with us, Ichi. Hope we get to know each other better.
Maybe I've misjudged this boy. So sincere, so innocent, so nice, and is kind of cute.
No, I must remember the clan! The clan!
How about stewed clams for dinner?
Hey, George, did you notice their building over yonder before?
Nope, weren't there yesterday.
Wrong way.
My lord, here is the information that you requested.
Excellent! So this is the man who seeks the hand of Ichiku. Soon he will learn the full power of Lendo. Assemble the army! Elsewhere.
Thank you for finding a place for me to stay, Professor. I am sure that for an alien you will find all the equipment you need for tomorrow's contest.
How did you know I was an alien?
My ears?
Why is it that you noticed them and no one else did?
Because I've been studying your race for years.
What is it you want?
Something your race possesses.
Ninja High School, Part 2.
Okay, I think we can do the next one. Story pencils, Ben Dunn. The contest. Inks, C. Castro, and edits is, of course, Mallet.
Morning in the small west... Oof, damn, what a rough start.
Morning in the small midwestern town of Quagmire, and yet another peaceful day falls on this tiny little community, or so it seems.
Bring!
Whap!
Good morning, Jeremy. Do you want to use the shower first?
No, thanks, Ichi, you can go first.
Heh. Poor boy.
Gosh, that was close. How do I get into these things? Don't want the same thing that happened yesterday to happen today.
Jeremy, hurry up or you'll be late for school.
Okay, Mom, I'll be down in a minute.
Bathroom's all yours, Jeremy.
Thanks, Ichi. By the way, look out for the door.
Whoop!
Good morning, Mom.
Later.
Good morning, Jeremy. Breakfast is on the table.
Hey, big brother.
Sleep well?
Yeah.
Where is Ichiku?
Preparing for the contest this afternoon.
Oh, the contest.
Mom, do you know what happens to me if one of them wins?
Yes, I do, Jeremy.
Then how could you let this happen?
I'm sorry, son, but it's beyond me. There's nothing I could do. We must let fate decide.
Jeremy, you must understand that things like this will pop up in your life, and it's best to face them now. Besides, I think that whoever wins will make you a wonderful wife.
Now finish your breakfast or it'll get cold.
Good morning, Mrs. Feeble.
My, don't we look cute.
Jeremy, dear, could you wait outside for Ichiku? I want to talk with her privately.
That includes you, Ricky.
All right.
Ichi, I may be a retired ninja, and your family raised me when I was an orphan. And your family raised me when I was but a wee orphan. I was taught by your father personally to be the best ninja in the clan. Even though I am not actually family, I am still part of the clan. Therefore, as one family member to another, if you win, you must promise me that you would treat my Jeremy well.
Promise me.
Promise me.
All right.
I promise. Ninja's honor. Ninja's honor.
Good.
Now go off to school and don't forget your lunches.
Ichi, why did you change clothes?
To keep my battle uniform clean until the contest.
Oh.
Ichi, why are you going through with this? You don't have to, you know. It is no longer a matter of pride, but of honor.
But what happens if you win?
Then you get a chance to marry me instead of that blonde-haired bimbo, okay?
Do you see them?
Yes.
Amplify the sound. I want to hear what they're saying to each other.
Yes, sir. Increasing the wattage.
Good.
If you win, what happens if I refuse to marry you?
What you gonna do to me if I refuse?
If you refuse?
Point.
If you won't marry me, then I'll have to commit seppuku because I'll have been dishonored.
What?
All right. If you win, I'll marry you.
You will?
Just don't kill yourself.
Jeremy, do you find me beautiful?
Well, yes, Ichi, you are.
Putty in my hands. I now know that he will do anything I ask.
Or he really does care about me.
Did you pick up everything, Lendo?
Yes,
and this only makes matters worse.
He must be stopped at all costs.
Clump.
You needn't worry, Lendo. Your rival ninja clan will be rid of this ant. Or I am not Hokoto no Canterminator.
I get the reference.
Meanwhile, where are they? Patience, my dear, patience.
You must realize, Princess Azrael, that Ichiku will be ready for you also. Do not let the overconfidence swell in you that you become careless.
Bah! A human is no match for a Salusian of Imperial birth. Ahem. Oh, except for you, Professor Steamhead. After all, it is my duty to open the way of enlightenment for this planet by bewedding this Earth male, and to formally see that this planet becomes a member of the interstellar conglomerate. One question for you, Professor. Out of all the millions of planets in our conglomerate, why did you decide to help me in exchange for a small, rather worthless planetoid of boiling water? Steam is never worthless, my dear. It is the perfect place to conduct my steam experiment. A bargain is a bargain, eh, Princess? Okay, okay, you don't have to keep reminding me, for goodness sakes. But remember this, Professor Steamhead. You'll get your planetoid only if I win. You will, my dear. Shh, here they come. Good morning, Jeremy. Ichi. Good morning, excuse me. Hello, Professor Steamhead. How are we this fine day? Hello, Jeremy. Oh, hello, Azriel. Do you like me, Jeremy? Well, I... Bonk! You blonde floozy! That'll teach you not to flirt with my Jeremy. Yours? You haven't even won the contest yet, you presumptuous little tart. The brute! If you want to fight now, then let's do it! If you think uprooting a tree is going to scare me off, you got another thing coming, sister. I'm ready for you. Just say when. Yeah! Woom! Thank you, Arnie. Don't mention it, Mr. Weasel. Girls, you must realize that there is no time to have the contest now. You must wait until after class. Yes, sir, Principal Weasel. Now, both of you, march straight to your first class. And don't be late or it'll be detention for a whole week. Well, Professor, time to hit the old grind. The steam grind. By the way, Jeremy, did you finish your report on steam cleaning in early Greek society? Well, Professor, I've been meaning to talk to you about that report. You see, I'm not so sure they did have steam cleaning back in those days. Professor? Puck!
Conterminator to Rivalson Lendo. We have the targets. I repeat, we have the goods.
Excellent. Set stage 2 of the plan.
Screech!
Hello, Ichi. Hello, Mom. Click. Oh, gee whiz. Gosh darn. Steam, the world can be saved by steam. Click. Jeremy. Jeremy. Ichiku? Ichiku, where are you? Jeremy, save me.
Yes, Jeremy. Try to save her if you can.
Oh, Jeremy.
Demon scum from hell. Brave words from a warrior who is about to die.
Ah!
It is not me you will die this day, but you! Woof!
Ah! Killed by a cliché!
Oh well. Poof!
Ichiku! Excuse me.
Ichiku!
Jeremy!
Wake up, you fool!
Professor Steamhead, where are we? In some sort of holding cell. Now be silent as I contemplate an escape plan. Listen, Mr. Lendo, you can't hold us here. We have friends. They'll miss us.
Nonsense.
We've replaced you with exact robot duplicates invented by the good doctor. Pshaw! What's going on here? Why are we being held? Who's behind all this?
All your silly questions will be answered in due time. Allow me to introduce myself, Mr. Feeble. I am Rivalson Lendo. And this is my associate professor, Hassenpfeffer,
and pleased to meet you.
I apologize for the less than comfortable accommodations, but you understand. It's built by that crackpot Hassenpfeffer. It'll probably explode at the... Excuse me. If it was built by that crackpot Hassenpfeffer, it'll probably explode at the slightest touch.
Steamhead, you renegade scientist, you are always jealous of my great intellect.
Ha! You and your ridiculous theories on sunbeams, you are a dreamer.
What about those experiments, eh?
Steam will save mankind! While our two scientists argue, let me take you on a tour of my building. After all, just because you are my prisoner doesn't have to be. Okay. Let's do that again. After all, just because you are my prisoner doesn't have to be inconsiderate.
Clap, clap! Brumhilda!
You called, rival son? Yes, please show Mr. Feeble to the game room and convince him out of this foolish notion of marrying Ichiku. Most certainly. Should I give him the works, rival son? By all means.
Hey, well, if that's all you want, I concede she's yours, do you hear me?
She, I give up. She's yours. Well then, I'm sure you won't mind staying for the wedding. Professor Steamhead, help! Steam, sunbeam, steam, sunbeam, steam, sunbeams.
Identity confirmed of mighty Lendosan. Enter friend.
Computer, lights, activate. Computer, activate all sequences and patch me in directly with the rival ninja satellite system. Also, get me a cup of coffee.
Now to see how my little robots are doing. Soon, very soon.
Commence systems control on units 1 and 2.
Excellent, they're about to start.
Computer, magnify.
Place, Quagmire. Subject, Ichiku. Object, Matrimony. 150149.
You will win this battle, my love, but my robots will make sure you marry me.
Attention, please! Attention, please! The contest between Ichiku and Princess Azriel is about to begin! All those holding tickets to rows 16 to 24 would be kindly be seated.
Now, these are the rows, girls. You're going to find
a ring I've hidden somewhere in town and return it here. The first one to find it gets to marry Mr. Jeremy Feeble. Other than that, anything goes. Got it?
Got it.
Then let the contest begin.
Oh, okay.
The only clue that I will give you is that the ring is hidden in a place as reliable as time. The school clock! The school clock!
Later. I'll see you. Excuse me, we're gonna try that all over again.
I'll see you later, human. I've already won. Woo! Not so fast!
Shink! Shink!
Bye bye! You're not getting away that easy.
Creak! Creak!
Yay! The school library! It's my only chance!
Crash!
Shh!
Wa-boom!
Did you think you could honestly defeat me? How dare you lay hands on a princess of imperial birth! You may have damaged my first battle suit, but fortunately I always carry a spare! Eat lead, sister! Hey, come back here! Back! Shachak! Bang! Why am I fighting her? All I need to do is get the ring, and I win. Then I'll be able to marry Jeremy, and finally become the leader of the ninja clan.
Control yourself, Azriel. You don't want to kill her. Otherwise, I could jeopardize my entire mission on this planet. All I gotta do is get the ring.
Almost caught up. Now to pass her up. Luckily, I equipped my armor with knockout gas. A short whiff. And pow, out like a light.
Pleasant dreams.
See you later, alligator.
My, this girl is very resourceful. I could begin to like her very much. Takes after my own heart. But alas, you must lose, my dear.
Ken Terminator, do you read?
Yes. Institute to delay action.
What in the...
Whack!
Ouch! I could excuse you for doing that because of my fine diplomatic nature, but I won't this time. Explode into pieces, you human!
Foosh, 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 foosh!
Woo! So, little girl, you wish to play rough? Then I shall be more than happy to oblige, or my name isn't Ken Terminator!
Look, you fool, it is steam that is the future. You are insane. I will no longer debate your pseudo theories. Remember, you are my prisoner.
Oh, really? Watch your step, Hoss and Pfeffer.
Scrunch. Have a nice trip.
Gah! See you in the fall.
Whee! Steamhead, come back here.
Bound, slam, kick.
Ta-ta, you crackpot. You still haven't outsmarted me yet.
Steamhead, I'll get you yet!
Ah, that's better. That wall hook came in handy. Now to find a way out. How do I get past their security?
Aha! The air ducts!
Several minutes later.
Lost.
It would seem that I cannot find a way out. Wait, those phone wires. That's it. I'll call for help.
Ooh, that was strong stuff. Luckily, my ninja training was able to counter its effects before it knocked me out completely.
The contest! Oh no! I hope I'm not too late, that little cheat, using that nerve gas on me when I was ahead. Almost there.
Clockroom, employees only. Keep out. You've come at last.
Excuse me.
You've come at last.
Jeremy, what are you doing here? Did I win the contest?
I came here to tell you something, Ichi. I don't care if you do win. I will never marry you. Never, ever.
What? What are you saying? You promised you would.
I lied. I've been overthinking it over, Ichiku, and I'm not good enough for you. You need to marry someone with wealth, the power, and position. Someone worthy of your great beauty. Someone like, say, Rival San Lendo. Yeah, he'd be perfect for you. He's the one you should marry.
Lendo? But why, Jeremy?
Because the world can be saved by steam.
Jeremy, are you all right? What's going on here? I didn't say that. Something must be wrong with the control.
Ah, greetings! Steamhead, I don't know how you escaped, but I'm gonna... Ah! Curse you, Steamhead! You've ruined everything! Danger! Overload! Blam! Blam!
Come back, you little... That's Lendo's voice and Steamhead's. You'll never catch me! Ah! 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 Pop! 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 Blam! A robot? That means my Jeremy is missing, and I have a good idea on who might be holding him captive. What fools we've been! Both of us have been thoroughly duped!
Thus, Glass, we come to the very... point of our detailed discussion. Pow! Oh my! Now, little one, we've finished this charade! Hold it, pal! I don't know who you are, but you interrupted an interesting class. I'm afraid I'm gonna have to ask you to leave. You are an idiot! Prepare to die! Ah! Da 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 da! You through? Bomb!
Are you all right? Yes, thank you. Congratulations on your victory. No, Azrael, it was all a ruse. The real Jeremy is gone. We must find him.
A truce?
Well, yes, a truce. We find him together. Arnie, you got a dispatch.
It's from Steamhead. He's being held captive at the RNC building.
He wants us to rescue him.
Come on, let's go.
Curse that Steamhead. He got away. Drat.
Sir, we have an emergency. A large group of commandos have just left Quagmire High and are coming this way.
What's that you said? A large group attacking us? Here?
Steamhead must have sent word out for a rescue party. Well, if they wish to attack me, they'll be in for quite a shock. Send out the army and stop them at all costs.
All right, guys, and that's where we're going to end it for this week. I'll be back with Ninja High School. If it does well, and I think it will... We'll be back next week with more Ninja High School. And for those of you that are like, are you still doing the horror comics? We might try to do them like every other month. Like we'll switch it up between manga and horror comics. But regardless, you're going to get a lot of black and white. Because I have noticed that between the horror comics and the manga, everything's in black and white. So I guess that's just what we're going to do. We're going to call this Black and White Weekends. Something like that. But alright guys, we'll see you next time with more Ninja High School. I'm out.